Deep within the Atlantic Ocean lies a shipwreck that took 1,500 innocent lives during that fateful night on April the 14th, 1912. Now an underwater graveyard that lies 2.4 miles under the ocean, the legendary shipwreck still echoes the saga of the innocent people that lost their lives and the survivors who lived to tell the story. The sinking of the RMS Titanic is regarded as one of the most tragic shipwrecks in history. Regarded as the engineering marvel of its time, the Titanic's makers boasted that God himself could not sink the ship. Yet, on the night of April the 14th, 1912, the ship was brought down by a solitary iceberg. Since then, the disaster has been remembered for the many stories that had made the shipwreck legendary, like the distress calls that received no response from a nearby ship, and the insufficient number of lifeboats for all passengers, and the band playing the soothing tone of "Nearer My God to Thee" in order to calm the passengers as those on board slowly met their fate. The largest ocean liner in service at the time, Titanic, had an estimated 2,224 people on board. It took off from Southampton, England for New York City when she struck an iceberg at around 11:40 p.m. Her sinking, 2 hours and 40 minutes later at 2:20 a.m., resulted in the deaths of more than 1,500 people, making it one of the deadliest peacetime maritime disasters in history. Three Catholic priests, including one hailed by Pope St. Pius X as a martyr for the faith, were among the victims of the Titanic disaster. All three of the European-born priests, Father Juozas Montvila of Lithuania, Father Josef Bewuschitz of Bavaria, and English rector Father Thomas Bowles, are said to have declined lifeboats in order to offer spiritual aid to travelers who perished in the shipwreck. An eyewitness account of the 1912 sinking, published in the Jesuit journal America, described how all the Catholics on board desired the assistance of priests with the greatest fervor. "Be calm, my good people," Father Thomas Bowles said, and then he went about the steerage giving absolution and blessings. A few around the priest began to panic, but it was Father Thomas Bowles again who raised his hand, and instantly they were calm once more. The passengers were immediately impressed by the absolute self-control of the priest. The priest led the passengers in the recitation of the rosary and aroused those condemned to die to say acts of contrition and prepare themselves to meet the face of God. According to the eyewitness, the priests were engaged continuously giving general absolution to those who were about to die. Father Bowles and Father Bewuschitz had offered Mass on the morning of Sunday, April the 14th, only hours before the supposedly unsinkable ship struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic. Prior to the crash, both men had preached sermons on humanity's need for the spiritual lifeboat offered by Jesus Christ amid the dangers of the world. Born in Yorkshire, England in 1870, Father Bowles converted to Catholicism from Anglicanism in 1894. He ministered to Catholics on the Titanic while traveling to the US for the wedding of his brother, who had also entered the church. After the death of Father Bowles in the shipwreck, St. Pius X reportedly described him as a martyr. Father Bewuschitz was also described by eyewitnesses as declining a place on the lifeboats. The Bavarian priest monk, born in 1871, was traveling on the Titanic to take up his new position as principal of a Benedictine high school in Minnesota. His body, like those of the other two priests, were not recovered. A memorial at his one-time monastery in Bavaria reads, "May Josef Bewuschitz rest in peace, who on the ship Titanic piously sacrificed himself." The youngest of the three priests, Father Juozas Montvila, was born in 1885, ordained in 1908. He secretly ministered to Eastern Catholics in Lithuania, whose faith had been outlawed by authorities of the Russian Empire. Under government pressure, Father Montvila was forced to leave the country in order to continue his priestly ministry. He boarded the Titanic in Southampton, England, with the intention of emigrating to the US. Reports from the sinking ship recounted how the Byzantine Rite priest served his calling to the very end. All three priests went down with the Titanic, and their bodies were never to be found. Since then, there have been efforts towards their canonization. the sinking of the RMS Titanic certainly uncovered outstanding heroes, as well as a living commentary of the Divine Mercy message. The brave example of Father Thomas Bowles, these extraordinary priests of Christ, boldly lived what Jesus said to Saint Faustina in entry 742 of her diary.